Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Today is press preview day at the Obama Presidential Center. I did manage to wrangle an invite, but I'm here with you instead. Young Haley from our staff is at the library this morning. How does it look to you, Haley?
It is gorgeous. I got to walk around the campus a little earlier, and they've got a playground, they've got a fruit and vegetable garden, and so many different walkways. It's really pretty. Right now, I'm just outside the auditorium in the forum, and there's a lot of media personnel gathering here for a speech soon by Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah, you will be seeing a lot of that on television later on. All right, here's the big question, because we're hearing about the tickets being very, very tight. Opening weekend tickets sold out in hours. Reservations for Illinois Free Days on Tuesdays sold out past October. Do we now have an in so we can get tickets, Haley?
I will say that I did manage to wrangle a few contacts so far, so we're in a good position right now.
The center's official grand opening ceremony is going to be on June 18th, invitation only, with performances by global icons and engaging storytellers. Storytelling about the foundation's work to inspire, empower, and connect people to make change in their own communities. So I think this is going to be, well, maybe, I don't know if I can make that one. If not, you'll be going to that, Haley. Is that all set up for you?
Absolutely it is. And I'm really excited because later on we actually get to look at the museum in its entirety. So I'm looking really forward to that.
And have you mingled with your close personal friend Barack this morning?
He has not made an appearance yet, but I'm hoping that he will.
All right. And so after you listen to Valerie Jarrett, what's going to be happening? Do you know?
Yeah, so I'll be grabbing a quick interview with Michael Strautmanis, and then after that, I will be exploring more of the museum grounds, getting pictures, looking at the cafe, and everything like that.
Who's the person you're interviewing? What's his job?
Yes, he does indeed work with the Obama Foundation. Mm-hmm. He is the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer.
All right, there's our ticket connection. All right, work it, Haley.
Thank you so much, Bob.
All right. Appreciate you going on that field trip for us today.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Yesterday was press preview day at the Obama Presidential Library, and we sent Haley Boyd from our staff there, and she came back with a very interesting interview. Let's hear this, and then we'll talk more about it.
Today I'm with Michael Strautmanis, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer for the Obama Foundation. Michael, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Of course. It's the media preview day, and we've got to see the campus so far, and it's gorgeous. And I know that you have talked about resources that are already available to the public, and there's a beautiful library out there as well. What do you think the library and these resources will mean for the South Side of Chicago?
You know, my mother was a school teacher. When she retired, she became a librarian, and I was sort of raised in a library. And I think it'll mean that people have the opportunity to come and really open up different worlds through books, but not just through books. This library has a maker's lab. It has a media center. So it isn't just a place to read, although I love to read, and I think people will love this library. It is also a place where people can create and remix things. You know, Chicago's own Chance the Rapper got his start at a media studio in a Chicago public library. So we hope the next Chance the Rapper ends up coming out of the Obama Presidential Center Library.
So there are a lot of very cool things that are tied in with the library. Is there anything else about the library that you think really stands out just from not just a regular library, but maybe even the Chicago Public Library?
Well, here within the Chicago Public Library, we have President Obama's reading room. It's actually my favorite place on campus. It has in there the books that he loves, the books that inspired him, but also vinyl and pieces of art and little knickknacks and pictures. So it's a very curated, special place. So that's not in any other Chicago Public Library, that's for sure.
I'm a very big fan of vinyl myself, so I'm very glad that it has a plethora of things for everybody to enjoy. Now, this is a huge, beautiful campus. What do you think the number one attraction is going to be?
Well, the number one attraction is going to be the Oval Office until people start to realize how amazing the restaurant is. And so I think right now people are going to come for the Oval Office, stay for the food. How about that?
I think that's perfect. So I know that you are close with the Obamas. You worked under Michelle Obama as a paralegal in the early 90s. So how often do you think former President Obama is going to be visiting the campus?
Yeah, I was with him while he was in the museum. And he was not looking out towards the rest of the city. He was actually looking back towards the campus, overlooking the playground and the park space and the sledding hill and the athletic center and the plaza and the library and the fruit and vegetable garden. And I think he is going to love coming here and watching people just use this space. You know, this is where they raise their girls. And to have families and people from all over the city coming around, I think he's going to be here a lot because that site, it's just going to make him really happy.
I hope so. And you had mentioned something that piqued my interest, the fruit and vegetable garden. What exactly will those be used for?
The fruit and vegetable garden evokes and builds on Mrs. Obama's garden at the White House. And it's named after Eleanor Roosevelt, the first lady who created the first working garden at the White House. It's going to be used to explore food, explore how we can grow our own food. Urban gardeners, the Chicago Botanic Garden is a partner of ours. And so this is going to be an opportunity for people to come and just understand how their food is created. I also love that the way it is built, it's very accessible. And so small families, people with disabilities, seniors, young children, everybody's going to come up, be able to get into these beds, get their hands dirty, and have a great time.
I love that everything is accessible. The whole team really put a lot of thought into the architecture and the programs, everything that is involved with the Obama Presidential Center. Now, we are one day closer to opening weekend. How does that have you feeling?
Well, I moved right past excitement into stress dreams probably a couple of weeks ago. So my hope is we can move out of stress dreams into just pure joy. I haven't gotten there yet because we've got to get it all done. I think the part of this that is a little overwhelming is, as I said earlier, you know, it was libraries, it was museums, it was these cultural institutions that people created before I was here that I was able to enjoy and experience as a child in Chicago. And I love it. It's the best part of the city. And having a small role to play into creating something that will be here for future generations is, like I said, it's a little hard for me to take it all in.
It will certainly be a very monumental day. Michael, I really enjoyed this conversation. On behalf of the Bob Surratt Show and WGN Radio, thank you.
Thank you. Tell Bob I love him, and I'll be listening.
Thank you.
We love Michael Stramatis, Obama Foundation Chief Corporate Affairs Officer. Very, very nice job, Haley. Very, very well done. Let's see, the Obama Center, the library, it opens on June 19th. That's a Friday. The tickets are sold out until late August, but you can walk around all of the grounds and the surrounding parkland, and that includes the playground, the public art spaces, as well as the Athletic Center and the Chicago Public Library branch that's there. I was reading that local political junkies may be disappointed because Obama's time in the Illinois legislature, his unsuccessful congressional run, and the twists and turns of his Senate run only get brief mentions. Now, I did a half-hour interview with Barack Obama on Channel 11 back when he was he hadn't announced yet for president, and I was just thinking, Haley, with your connections now, can you get that interview in the museum? I know they're going to be displaying various videos. Can I get in there? Because I'm the voice of the coal mine at the Museum of Science and Industry, but that's getting old. I'd like something more contemporary, and being in the Obama Library would be a feather in my hat. Well, can you do that?
I will say that we're in a lot better shape today than when I went, so I think we can look forward to that.
That's why we sent you.